With KAZU News, I'm Chris Stallmanson. In Santa Cruz, the most visible sign of the homeless crisis is a large encampment right near one of the city's main entrances. It will again be a topic of Santa Cruz's city council meeting tonight. As KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports, the plan is to close the camp after figuring out where all these people will go.
A tent city is one of the first things you see when driving into Santa Cruz, off Highway 1 and onto River Street. Dozens of brightly colored tents are sprawled across a muddy dirt lot next to a shopping center. About 100 people sleep here and up to 200 hang out during the day. The unsanctioned camp started out as a few tents last fall, but grew in November. That's when the city closed other areas homeless people were camping in. It shut down a city-run homeless camp and also closed five public parks after a string of fires. Shannon Vudmoska and her dog moved from one of those parks to the tent city.
Here I have some sort of stability where I know that there's a neighbor to watch my stuff. If I have to go to an appointment, somebody can watch my dog if I have to go somewhere where I can't take him.
But the tent city has brought instability to nearby residents at the Tannery Arts Center. It's an affordable live and workspace for artists and their families. An underpass below Highway 1 connects the encampment to the artist community. Over at the tannery, director Jim Brown works in his office. He says the tannery has a system for reporting problems, and he says the number of reports has doubled.
It's a wide range, drug deals and, you know, feces on the side of the campus.
Brown recognizes this is a complex problem and believes there's no single solution.
There's going to need to be some deeper investments over the long term in mental health services and drug abuse services. But ultimately, we have to tackle all of those problems, not just one or the other.
The city and county of Santa Cruz have brought in porta potties, hand washing stations, and help remove trash. Now they're trying to transition campers into shelters.
So are you aware of the storage program that's just right across the bridge?
On a gray afternoon, City of Santa Cruz's Susie O'Hara does outreach in the tent city, telling campers about local homeless services. She says this encampment is not sustainable.
When you have a very dense population all in a very small area, there's a lot of disorder, a lot of health and safety concerns in the encampment.
Two people recently died here. A tent also caught fire from a cooking flame. And O'Hara says ambulances are called to the tent city on a regular basis. The city and county plan to work together to eventually close this unsanctioned camp. But first, they have to increase the number of beds at local shelters to make sure people have a place to go.
So as we come into the dining room, this is where the majority of our homeless clients sleep at night.
Salvation Army Captain Harold Labaugh walks through the Salvation Army's downtown community center. It has 40 beds for women, families, and people who are handicapped. In the kitchen, volunteers chop potatoes for dinner. People who stay here get a hot meal, access to showers, and healthcare services. Still, Labaugh says they have empty beds most nights. He says one challenge is that not everyone is interested in a shelter situation. Shelters range from no-barrier programs, come as you are, to high barrier, where perhaps they breathalyze clients.
And of course, the higher barrier the program, the more people that are unwilling to go. So we don't consider our shelter programs high barrier. We consider them low barrier, but they are not no barrier, right? So when you come in, there's still behavior rules.
The city and county's goal is to open a low barrier 100-bed shelter with day services by July. The shelter would be a navigation center, meaning it would provide tools to help navigate people out of homelessness. Back at the tent city, homeless advocate and co-founder of Food Not Bombs, Keith McHenry, hopes the community doesn't block the navigation center.
You know, we have to have the power and the strength to really do that and to stop demonizing people living on the streets and to have a NIMBYism which blocks every possible solution that is ever proposed or offered.
No date has been set for closing the tent city yet. In Santa Cruz, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.